Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Zayin. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the beginning of Amud Beis, brings the story of Pinchas ben Yair. And the story goes, there's basically the first two parts of the story. Is that the first part is that Pinchas ben Yair is going to do a mitzvah, and he comes to Ginoi Nahara. He comes to the river, and he tells the river to split. And the river answers back, as Tosfos mentions, another Mefarshim, we talk about the Malach, who's responsible for the river. The river answers, I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. So why should I listen to you that if you're also doing Ratzon Hashem and you're not even sure you'll be doing it? So told him, Pinchas ben Yair, I will stop the water coming through you completely if you don't listen to me. And the second part of the story is that the Chamoyra of Pinchas ben Yair did not want to eat grain that did not have Maaser. It was such a holy chamor that was makpid on Maaser. And to put these two parts of the story together, let's start with the Ben Yehoyada. And the first part of the story, the Ben Yehoyada explains, what is the discussion here between the Malach and of the river and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? And we can add to the question that the Malach tells Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, you're not even sure you'll be successful, so why are you greater than me? And the chur of the question is, okay, but he's doing ishtatas, he's trying his best. Yes, he may not be successful, but he needs to do the mitzvah. And what is the answer of Pinchas ben Yair to the Malach saying, I'm going to stop the water going through you? So the Ben Yehoyada explains something which is also brought down in the Nefesh HaChaim. It's a discussion, who's greater than who? Is a Malach greater than an Adam, or is an Adam greater than a Malach? And the way the Ben Yehoyada says like this, of course an Adam is a much higher place than a Malach. The Makts of a Neshamas, the place where the Neshamas come from, is in a greater place than a Malach. He's much higher than a Malach. But Mitzat Sheni, a Malach is consistent. The Malach is always going to do Ratzon Hashem. There's no sfeikis that he may change his mind, he may do something else. But at tzaddik, he may be tzaddik today, but tomorrow he may not do a mitzvah. So that's what the Malach is telling Pinchas ben Yair. He's saying it's a suffik if you're going to do it, not because it's suffik if you'll be successful, but suffik if you're going to decide to do it, maybe you will change your mind. You're an Adam. You could be today at tzaddik and tomorrow not. So maybe you're not going to do Ratzon Hashem going forward, but I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. The answer of Pinchas ben Yair was, it doesn't matter if I'm going to change my mind or not. But the neshama comes from a higher place, so I can stop the water coming through you. Explains the Ben Yehoyada means I will stop the shefa that you get. All the power that you have is coming through an Adam. Because Baruch Hu gave the power of an Adam to control the Bria. So you think you're going to do Ratzon Hashem and it's consistent because you're always going to do it? It depends on Adam. Adam can stop the Malach from doing it. So you also are not something which is 100% consistent. It depends if I'm going to allow you to do it. I'm in a higher madrigo, even if I have a suffix, you also have a suffix because you depend on me. And in the second part of the story, Ben Yehoyada continues and says, he brings what's pshat to this chamor during the mitzvahs. So he brings one beer in the beginning that maybe there was a neshama, shemizgalgil into this chamor. And that's why he brings the name of the chido. But then he says the name of the Arizal, the pshat is like this. Animals, in the beginning of the creation, when Adam HaRishon was the greatest creature ever in the world, the animals were also in a greater level. And an animal in the time of Adam HaRishon was in a higher madrego than Adam today. Their milo, the madrego, was in a higher place. So says the Ben Yehoyada, this chamor of Pinchas ben Yair, who was a chamor of such a big tzaddik, throughout its years of being the donger Pinchas ben Yair, it was misbarer more and more. It took away all the chomius, the physicality that a chamor has. You can add here, the Maharal says the chamor always represents chomius. That's what's called chamor. And because it has such an unbelievable owner called Pinchas ben Yair, it's elevated itself to a higher madrego more than many people that wanted a gift to feed her. And attached to this with the Shem Shmuel, Pashach HaYisor, Tafesh HaYindal, it says, that the Maila of a Tzaddik, as we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechto, is that he becomes kulay ruchni, becomes completely spiritual, to a certain extent that his body also does on its own the Ratzon Hashem. And so he brings, it says about David HaMelech, raglay melichoy soisi, my feet go straight to Beis HaMikdash. It goes on its own. When he gets to that level, it has mishpia also on his animals, that his animals are just an extension of Adam, they also do Ratzon Hashem on their own. So according to this, the two parts of the story all connect to the same thing. The power of the Adam and his control and everything that goes in the Bria. The first part is the Malach is below the Adam, and the Adam can say that a Malach will not get Shefa. And the second part is that the Adam, with all what he has, with all the animals that surround him, are mushpa from him, and they're elevated to Ayam Adrego. And we'll conclude with an Ikuda that really emphasize this point even more, is with the Leshem, the famous Leshem in Sefer HaKlal and Klal Beis. brings the question that we see the Endoiris Rishonim, when Eliyahu Navi or Elisha had to be Machia Mesim, it was such a big tumult to do that. Einov Elenov, Piv Al Piv, Eliyahu Elisha, in order to be Machia Mesim, was a big thing to do. But you see in the Shas, we have so many stories of Tanoim Amuroim, they were Machia Mesim. The Talmidim of Rebbe, they were Machia, the soldier of Antoninus. And he brings another example for our Gemara. We know Kriyas Yamsuf and the Kiyas Yarden was such a big story in Nisim Gluyim in the world. And here Pichas Beyar comes to the river and he splits the river in 1 second. How do we understand the later generations they were able to do miracles that seem to be so difficult in the earlier generations? Says the Leshem, this is the big change that happened in Bais Sheni. Bais Rishon was what's considered to be the era of Teresh Bechtav. So to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. It's coming from above. And we have Nevuah, we have Nisi coming from above. And human beings are just receiving the Shefa coming from above. By Sheni, we don't have all these miracles. We don't have all the Gilu Shechina. Instead, what we have is we have the Koyach of Teresh Baal Peh that was given to human beings. Starting Teresh Baal Peh, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chachamim the power to control the world. Everything goes now through Abnei Adam. They're the ones that operate in the Bria, because they hold the Teresh Baal Peh. He brings along a Richus based on the Medrash Hechozer Rabbi Shmuel, where it says there that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Am Yisrael that by Sheni will be so great because you're going to have the power of Torah, and you're going to have the power of Chidushim, and the power of what Torah does in the world. So that's why the later generations have that power, which seems to be more difficult than earlier generations. And this is Mamash Nekud that we're learning here in this story. Pichas Ben Yari is controlling the Malachim. Pichas Ben Yari has the animals attached to him. The world is Mishalech, depends on Chachmei Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor of Shomach Shova Shirim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.